We can never fully describe another human being. At the deepest level of our existence, we all remain a mystery. And how much more must this be true of God, our Heavenly Father? Just think of someone you love and you respect and you love with all your heart, and then try to describe them. It's amazing how quickly you run out of things to say. You can give a physical description of them. You can say what their hobbies and their interests are. You can say something about their personality and about their character. But you soon reach a point where you can't think of anything more to say. Yet, at the same time, you know perfectly well that you have come nowhere near to doing justice to the person you love. You know there is much, much more to them than you have been able to put into words. Your attempt to describe them has brought you face to face with the fact that there is much more to a human being than meets the eye. It has brought you face to face with the mystery of the human person. At the heart of our being, every one of us is a mystery. At the heart of our being, every one of us defies description or analysis. If this is true of human beings, how much more must it be true of God, our Heavenly Father? Today we celebrate the Feast of the Blessed Trinity. We talk about the mystery of the Trinity. Why do we call it mystery? Because we cannot explain it. We cannot understand it. And sometimes we imagine that the mystery lies in trying to figure out how three can be one. But that is not the point at all. The mystery of the Blessed Trinity refers to the nature of God, which must always necessarily remain hidden from us. So the doctrine of the Blessed Trinity is not a sort of theological puzzle to test our faith, as some people think. It's not that. It is an attempt, and no more than an attempt, to put into words something which cannot be put into words. It expresses the central truth that God does not live alone and aloof in splendid isolation. It expresses the truth that within the Godhead there is movement and relationship, and this is very important to keep in our minds. It expresses the truth that within the Godhead there is movement and relationship. Most important, it expresses the truth that God, of his nature, is a God of love. The very life of God is a life of love. Sometimes probably we don't even think about these things. We take God for granted. He created me. He is there up in heaven. He will look after me, and so on and so forth. But we never give a good thought about the Blessed Trinity and especially about God, our Heavenly Father. The very life of God is a life of love. The Blessed Trinity, then, is not revealed as a doctrine to be analyzed or understood intellectually. Like, for example, Jesus never told us, you never find it in the Bible, Jesus never said, I am the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He never told us that. Jesus talked about his relationship to his Father. He talked about the Spirit who animated his own life and whom he would send to animate the lives of his followers. That same Spirit who is the bond of unity and love between the Father and the Son. In today's Gospel, which I have read just a few moments ago, Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth. What is this truth he will lead us into? What is it? Surely not facts or interesting items of information about God. Let's think again about the way we know other people. If we know someone only by description, we do not count that as knowing them at all. No matter how careful and detailed the description might be. For example, reading the newspapers and watching television, you could find out quite a lot about, for example, Prince of Wales, the Prince of Wales. You could find out enough to be able to give information about him to someone else, to your children or to your friends and so on. But if you had never met him, you could never say that you knew him. You could only truly say you knew him if you had met him and established a relationship with him. In other words, we do not truly know someone until we enter into communion with them, into that relationship. In a similar way, the Holy Spirit is not sent to tell us about God. He is sent to draw us into the very life of God. The truth he speaks is the truth of a relationship we share in, the truth of common established, of communion established. The Holy Spirit is the agent of God's love, to say so. He dwells within each of us. You remember, you have been told that you have received the Holy Spirit in baptism. We all have the Holy Spirit in us. St. Paul tells us we are the temples of the Holy Spirit. He dwells within each of us, assuring us that even now we share in the life of the Blessed Trinity. It is this which is the basis for our hope, as St. Paul says in today's second reading. This hope is not deceptive, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. The deepest knowledge we can have of our fellow human beings comes not from describing them, but from communion with them, having that relationship with them. It is a knowledge not of the head, but of the heart. It is a knowledge not in my heart, not in my mind only, but it is the knowledge of the heart. The same is true of our knowledge of God. The doctrine of the Blessed Trinity points towards the mystery of God. But we are invited to look beyond the words to the reality they signify. In doing so, we discover our own destiny. For we are made in God's image. Remember, in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, it says God made us in his own image. That means we are made for a relationship, for communion, for love. We are created to share in that community of love, which is the living God. This is our ultimate destiny. It is also our glory here and now. Today, we rejoice in the glory of God, whose life and love we share. A love which flows from the Father is revealed in Jesus Christ, his Son, and is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Now, if you come into an argument with your family or with your children, especially teenagers, and they say, I cannot understand how God is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one. How can I explain this? How can I understand this? The good news is you cannot understand it. You don't have to keep telling yourself, I want to see, I want to get the bottom of this. You won't. I would like to end this homily with a statement, a little blurb that I found actually in the missals. If you have the missal, the missalette, Living with Christ, you know, after every Mass during the week, there will be something there which tells us something about our spirituality. And I found one not long ago. It was written by Saint Bernard. Saint Bernard was a wonderful saint. He was a great saint. He had a great devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary and great devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. And this is what he said, and I will end my homily with this. Just try to keep it in your mind. I believe, though I do not comprehend. I believe, though I do not comprehend. And I hold by faith what I cannot grasp with my mind. And that would be enough for each one of us. We don't have to keep going around and ask questions and go on books and theology and so on. I believe, though I do not comprehend, and I hold by faith what I cannot grasp with the mind. That's the statement of Saint Bernard. And let us bless the blessed Holy Trinity on this Sunday and thank God for all the blessings that he has given us. And I wish to wish all fathers and grandfathers a very happy Father's Day today. And as we honor the great Father, God our Father in heaven, we also respect and revere and thank all the fathers in our parish. God bless you.